Good morning. You're listening to 6:40 a.m. KYUK in Bethel, and today is January, or rather December. We have on the board John Active, he's back, and we have Diane also. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, oh, good. Oh, we okay. Wow, wow. Well, everyone finally got to hear all of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Usually they only get to hear the first part.
Right.
But
I don't know the name of our theme song.
Yes. So, John, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I figure that if I work, keep my mind off the pain.
Yeah. Time will go by and you'll get better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You took quite a stumble there.
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah.
Busted my humerus, my new humerus bone.
Oh, you might not.
Right above near my shoulder. Shattered my shoulder, and then they operated on it, took out the shattered bones, and put in a 4 inch long by 2.5 inch wide plate in there.
No.
So I am now the weatherman.
Oh, no.
So when the weather's going to change, I'll know.
Oh, that's tough. Well, I'm glad you're back.
And
you're on the repair.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Again, everyone, this is Talk Line. I'm Diane McGachran. This is John Active.
Uh-huh.
And we have a caller.
Good
morning, Casey.
Good morning, John and Diane.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. And I beat John.
Whoopee. Yes. You're number one.
Yeah.
I am calling with my Bethel Volunteer Emergency Services Association hat on.
Okay.
And for a reminder that a week from Saturday, December 16th, at the fire department, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we are having an open house to show off the fire department at the new ambulance.
Wow.
And if people want to bring in smoke detectors, people that missed the fire prevention month, they can bring in their smoke detectors. We test them and replace the batteries for free. And then we're also going to have free hot dogs and beverages.
Wow.
And so that's going on Saturday, December 16th. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Cool.
And then I'm going to, seeing as I'm sitting in Renee's office, I'm going to pass the phone to her.
Sure.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Casey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Renee.
Oh, my gosh. They tag teamed. That's going to
tag team.
That's going to
be. Yeah, we're tag teaming.
Okay. That'll be a new strategy. That's going to be a new strategy for people.
Uh-huh.
One person calls in, but there's five sitting there.
Right.
There you go. That makes it more efficient, right?
Just like worth it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I'm just going to mention that our Saturday markets, we got one, of course, tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And that's our December one. This is where we have extended hours, so we go from 10 to 3.
Is this the last one of the month?
No.
Oh, there'll be in one more.
The 9th, 16th, and the 23rd is a free table to everyone as a thank you.
Free tabling.
Free table. So on the 23rd, you better be here early because we only have so many tables.
Yeah.
So that's on the 23rd. But the next 3 weekends, Saturdays in a row, we have Saturday markets.
Uh-huh.
And it's always exciting this time of year. There's so many different vendors with wonderful things for Christmas and the holidays. Uh-huh. So it's a great time to come on over.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah, and the other thing I just want to mention is that the Best in the West Small Business Competition opened December 1st.
Uh-huh.
So anybody out there with a good business idea and you think you need just a little bit of funding to get started, this is the place to apply. We offer, the average award is anywhere between $2,000 and
$5,000. Uh-huh.
You have to go through a two-stage application. You go through the first part and you fill it out with your business idea and your estimate of what it's going to cost. And then if you're the judges, who we have a lot of businesses and organizations and corporations that are supporting us, they're the judges. So they read over everybody's application. They move forward those that they think have viable ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second round goes on. We offer business classes all throughout. We help you with your application, your business plan idea. So if you're interested, if you've got an idea, if you know somebody that's got an idea, tell them to go online to Bethel Community Services Foundation. They've got an online application, and I can email them an application, or they can stop by the Cultural Center. And Grady and I, we're doing it together, another tag team. Grady and I are running the Best in the West, and so if you've got one, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you give us just, could you name off a few of the kinds of awards you've given out in the past so people get an idea of the range?
Mm-hmm. We give out we've given out quite a few of them to different artists and craftspersons that need to build up their stock of their artwork or crafts, so that, you know, they need to buy supplies or tools or something that builds their business, because craftspeople and artists are business people. Then we've also given it to a lot of internet development. Ben Charles is a perfect example of that. Then we've given them out to like Kate McWilliams and the Arctic Bell, Bill's Meats, Laura Carr's Bookkeeping, Ann Kozachev's
physical
orthotics.
Therapy. Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and physical therapist Sarah Angstman's business with her psychology. All, we have a wider range of there's no limit to what your business could be, as mm-hmm. long as it's legal.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, we're wide open. If you've got an idea and it's viable, we can help you make that happen.
Cool.
Okay. So, right. that's really neat. All right. So, thank you, Renee.
Yep, just have them come by.
Okay.
We're at the Cultural Center anytime.
Cultural
thank
Center
you.
Anytime. Best in the West.
Thank
all right.
You, Renee.
Good. So, next we have Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Hello. Wilson, good morning.
Hello, Wilson.
Hey, happy people. Is this KYUK land?
Oh, you're on
it
KYUK
sure
talk line. Good morning.
Oh, cool. I want to bark at the world. Hello.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, I'm just joking.
You're in a good mood today.
You know, I heard John active on, and he said something about he had no more humor. I'm trying to make you laugh.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Missing your humorous.
Yeah, humorous.
You know what?
Humorous.
He's looking very serious, Wilson. He's not going for it.
I know. I'm trying. That's all he can say. He's like my upper uncle or something like that. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good day and Chief Eddie Hoffman Day.
Oh, yeah.
Can't help but think about Eddie and his loud voice he had for everyone that he cared for. He kind of straightened them up with his loud voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad he cared about me. He hollered at me a few times as a young kid.
Uh-huh. I don't know what's
so.
Happening.
Yeah, you
we
know,
just lost Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. The Yupiks, you know, we believe that if elders like Eddie don't talk to you or scold you, they don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
They only do that because they love you and they want you to go the right path.
That's very
well,
nice.
I got scolded too for him too, but I worked for him for many years when he was running his field business here in Bethel.
Well, Wilson,
and
go ahead. No,
I should have took over his offer to marry some woman from upriver, so I don't have to get a moose permit to go hunting up there. You know?
Oh man, well that's one reason to get married.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Wilson, I think you dropped yourself, so you're welcome to call back. And right now, we'll take Tom from Chelista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talkline.
Tom.
Good morning, John, Diane. How are you two doing?
Awesome.
Good. I'm glad to be an elder because I heard the elder benefits are coming up pretty soon.
Yes, the board will be voting on them, so we should have an announcement next week.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, so I wanted to call because I missed last week's show. I was at an AFN meeting, but I listened to the recording, and I heard there was the questions again about voting for the board and being on the board. So I just wanted to answer those two questions. To be on the Trilister's board of directors, you cannot be an employee of the corporation. You can run as a candidate, but if you're elected, then you need to end your employment with Trilista. So I just wanted to clear that up. The other question was about voting. And I know, you know, years and years ago, the board used to be able to use leftover votes, but that's not the case anymore. Since 2013, only the shareholder votes count. So it is truly the shareholders that elect the directors. So I just wanted to give the information on those two questions and then just real quickly say that our contest to win an ATV and 50,000 Alaska Airline miles and a $1,000 gift card, that contest ended. So today we will be announcing the winners.
Man.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Well, I missed out on that, I think.
That's not so. Oh, so who won? Oh, oh, so question, who won the snow machine?
The ATV. It was an ATV, and we're making that announcement today.
Oh.
We're, yeah, we drew the winners yesterday, but we're reaching out to confirm and verify. So once we get a hold of the winners, yeah, yeah, then we'll make the announcement today.
Oh, okay. I see. So winner to be announced. Winner may have been chosen already. Okay. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Take care, everyone.
All right.
Too,
take care.
Tom. Thanks for calling.
All right. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane and John.
Good morning, Fritz.
Howdy.
Good morning. Yeah, give you guys a heads up. This could be a life and death situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be longer than 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know. All right. So go. I won't time you then. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Anyways, calling on behalf of Bethel Search and Rescue, we had an intense, lengthy meeting last night, and of course, it's, the nearby, close-by villages are starting to come down and shop for groceries and of course, alcohol, and about, I think it's safe to say it's about 90% of all the calls are alcohol related, and it's not only because of the liquor store here. It's work, the village tribes can work, try and work together and take care of their own people. The why I say that is the majority of the close by villages or the 56 villages have tribal courts. And if they can start doing something about their tribal members, the people that are always getting called to get searched and rescued, you know, it's, I'd like to say this, you know, if you're coming down to Bethel to make a booze run or alcohol run, you know, just do it after the traveling, after you're safe, not during traveling or before traveling. This statement will, you know, alleviate majority of our calls that are wanting to get search and rescued, whether it be broke down or open hole. There's majority of the Kuskokwim, they still have places that aren't frozen.
Yeah.
So if the tribal members or the tribal council or the city council can start doing something about it, you know, it'll alleviate the unnecessary calls to Bethel Search and Rescue. You know, we'll do any way, in every way possible to look for people or rescue them out there for their stupid actions.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's really important to abide by these statements, you know. Please drink once you get home, not during traveling or before traveling, because, you know, it'll go a long way, and it's very hard. It's getting really hard for the search and rescue to keep going calls for frequent flyer frequent flyer calls. It's the same person from the same village, and one village like to commend is my hat's off to Kasigla tribe. They're doing a really awesome job about their offenders.
Right.
But they're doing a really heck of a job. If somebody listens to this, if they can give them a call at their tribal office, see what they're doing, it'll help everybody out. It'll help the family members out that are worried about their loved ones. It'll help Bethel Search and Rescue and Bethel Police Station and Alaska State Troopers. So, if I forget anything, maybe I'll call back, maybe I won't.
Okay.
What is, do you want to say what Kasigluk is doing that's helpful?
Well, it was this year or last year that somebody was, destroying the markers, trail markers or overflow markers, and they found out who it was, and the tribal council found that out, and they directed them to the tribal courts and had that person fix and make more markers that he destroyed.
Yeah, good.
Okay, good.
The other good thing about Kasigluk's VPO, VPSO program is that their presence, we can see them. They're everywhere. I mean, when there's gatherings, they're there. And that's where it makes people feel safe when we see them around.
Yes, and I'd like to say this also. Every village knows who the drug dealers and bootleggers are. Because it's a small village, 200 to 600-700 people in a village. They all know who the drug dealers are and the bootleggers are.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got to start as a tribe. We have to start doing something about those people. You know, they're bringing it in through the airlines. They're getting smart with that, bringing in drugs and alcohol through the airlines.
Mm.
So, yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Fritz. Good morning.
Good morning. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and they want you to speak closer to your mic.
Oh, okay. The phone numbers are to call in are 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll free 1-800-995-8954, or you can email radio@kyuk.org and we'll read it. You can call in or email anonymously.
Yeah. So I really appreciate Fritz's call, and it is important if you're going to drink to begin to figure out what are safe ways
right.
of drinking. So it's not saying no one's judging, but it is very, very difficult for search and rescue for really preventable kinds of rescues that they need to make.
Yeah.
But they're always really good about it. And so if you could begin to talk with each other, what is a safe way of drinking? can we wait until we get to the village? Or if you're staying in Bethel, just stay here and don't travel. Go that route. But it's very much like alcohol and drinking and driving. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to treat your snow machine, your four-wheeler, your boat, and your car all the same. Don't use them if you're also drinking. Mm-hmm. So those are really good cautions, and it's good to hear if villages are also trying to educate each other about that as well. So I think that's something important to be open to. You know, speak openly about.
Yeah, I've heard that before, many years ago, that some people don't know how to drink.
Mm.
I mean, they get a jug, and they want to drink it all at once.
Yeah.
And that's not the way to drink.
Mm-hmm. And probably we're going to have to, as a community, begin to talk more about that, because we are going to have more alcohol sales.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small town, so everybody knows everybody, and kids are seeing what happens. And so starting to educate them is going to be important. All right, so we have a couple of callers lined up. One is Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Herman Nelson?
No, Herman Morgan. I don't know which Herman. He never says his last name. Yeah. Which Herman
Morgan,
is this?
Morgan.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Herman Nelson sounds good.
Herman Nelson is a good name.
Yeah, I like them. Herman Nelson's good for heating things
up.
Yeah,
really.
Speaking of heating things up, you know, we all hear these people, they tell people, please don't drink and drive when you get home. That's not what we should be talking about. We should be talking about closing them liquor stores down in Bethel.
Okay.
They told, listen, Don, please don't interrupt me, please, okay? I knew your turn to be polite, but please don't interrupt me. Make your train of thought, okay? Close some liquor stores down. They did it before. That's not going to stop people from drinking if they want to drink, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know we always hear, and Mike used to be good at that, you know? And, you guys need to get petition the village to close some liquor stores down in Bethel. They don't need them. That'll stop a lot of these things. But the main reason I was calling is to, you know, get involved in what's going on in Juneau. You need to make some changes down there. You need to, you know, if they leave a permanent fund loan, we'll get over $3,000 apiece. Think about it. A family with four kids, that's almost $20,000. What can you do with $20,000? All you people with kids, you know? People need to start doing something about it, because the special session, Lyman and them guys, you know, are our representatives. They only give us only five. They only take three quarters of our permanent fund and spend it for themselves and say they're saving it for us. Go to your city office, pick up a voter registration ID form. Change your registration from Democrat to Republican. It's just like filling out for a $3,000 permanent fund. But it's more than that. Mm-hmm. If you keep voting Democrat, they're going to allow perverts who think they're a woman. They could go in the girls' bathroom when little girls are in there. They call it transgender rights. Because that pervert think he's a woman, Democrats say, you could go in the bathroom. They could make laws where Planned Parenthood could go into school and have your daughter kill her baby without even you knowing about it. That's what the Democratic Party stands for. If you got, you know, how do people know what's going on and why this is happening? Why Anchorage is turning into a third world country? You should see the street. You should see the world, the way this world is going. We need to put a stop to it here in our own region. It's so easy. It's like you go to a store to go buy something. You go to a store to pick up your PFD check. Go to the city office and fill out that voter registration ID thing. Change it from Democrat to Republican. That's enough what's going on at last. It's being destroyed. And don't watch KTV. Don't believe what they say. we talk radio, how they control people think. APR and NPR, they call it community organizing. There's some kind of like a great evil coming on there, and people are saying that we were seeing it, because the tribulation is coming, but we need to try to do what we can and, you know, try to stop what's going on. Okay, and call them liquor stores, darling. Get petitions. God, don't always say, don't drink when you're driving. Stop them from closing liquor stores down. How hard is that?
Okay.
You know, this is Paul saying, don't drink and drive. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Herman. So before we go to the next caller, I have to clarify, because I think that when we refer to people who are transgender as perverts, I think that's a kind of that's a kind of stereotype. It's a kind of prejudice.
Right.
It's the kind of prejudice that in the lower 48 gets people hurt. People get attacked. So just to be clear, transgender women are not men dressing as women.
Mm-hmm.
They are humans who understand themselves to be women, regardless of how they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are allowed to use women. They should be allowed to use women's bathrooms. There are no reports from police, and the FBI keeps track of things like this, where transgendered women are attacking girls in bathrooms. That is a fake fear. So I want to clarify that, because it's kind of not okay to say things like that about a population of people and just to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go to our calls. We have lots of callers.
There was a news story on Channel 2 about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't do that.
And just so everyone knows, I'm sure in a public bathroom, you have been in a bathroom with a transgendered woman, if you're a woman, and you've been in a bathroom with a transgendered man, if you're a man, and you haven't known it. So
let it go.
Relax, everyone. The bathrooms are fine.
Cesare.
Okay, so Cesare. Good morning, Cesare.
Good morning.
Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Cesare.
Good morning, Norman talking about this come out when he's, you know, alcohol being here and being there and never be walk away. I've been here 40 years, and that's what the bootlegging print, all of these drugs, heavy drugs, because it's dirty money, and you can put them to the bank, you can use it on many things. And the dirty money, the printing drugs with the big time drug dealers, they know with millions of dollars running down in the city with the bootleggers, there be a lot of potential customer for the drugs. That's what they're bringing here. That's what we are in. There are people dying from the heroin, young people dying from the heroin left and right, from abusing, and some of them try quitting TNS. That is really, really addiction. About talking about villages, you know, just like the one guy said, and people came to Bethel to have drink because village not allowed them inside. You know, if they have, I'm sure they're not drinking in Bethel, they go to home and drink over there peacefully or not peacefully, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's up to the education and how to use it and abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're drinking the village, in the house, they're not going to be exposed to insult in the between Bethel and Anchor, or Bethel in village.
Mm-hmm.
In Bethel, they come, they have to be drinking here, no have place to go, so make a direction to the house and put it up. So maybe with 20 years, I'm sure that we all the villages be wet, or at least they haven't rights to have an alcohol in the house. This thing getting progress forward and probably with good education we have done all of these problems. You know, I'm not for abuse alcohol. I hate to see people abuse and not control themselves, and this is not right. This is not right. I just like cigarettes before, there was everybody smoked, but with the progress, even white or navy or black, everybody smoked cigarettes, and there was in TV and commercial everywhere. But with the proper education, why in the 80s when everybody stood quitting, then the cigarette dropped down so little, you barely see any smokers anymore outside the stores and stuff. Same thing with alcohol. They take time to heal, they take time to figure out which way to go. There's nothing comes to themselves. You have to get education. It's like the guy said, everybody know in the village who have them, the alcohol, who bootlegging the drugs and alcohol and all crap in there. And nobody do anything with brain. He send our brothers and sisters to battle, get them drunk. We don't let them come drunk to my house or to my village because we die, it's illegal, we're going to arrest them. And what they do, they sleep outside the store, they sleep outside the house, or when they get really cold, start naked, touch the village, and there is disaster. The villages have to produce it differently. I think it's the time to produce it differently to those to have problems with alcohol, to teach them how to use and abuse. Eventually, every one of the village people these days going to Anchorage and have exit to alcohol, and if they see me so much, they don't get drunk and pass out.
Okay, you have 1 minute, Cesare. Go ahead.
Okay, and I call with other issue in there. This can come out with you, talk line. I call you with 5 minutes when you'll be nobody online.
Okay.
With the other issue.
Or you, okay.
Okay, and this is like another 5 minutes about other things with really sitting on my gut.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you could do that. All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks,
thank you,
Cesare.
All right.
It's always good to hear from Cesare. Yeah. I like him. He's been here for years.
I know. Yeah. I know. Oh, yeah. No, he's very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, our next is James. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, I'll make it short. How are you both doing this morning?
I'm in pain, and Diane, how are you?
I'm good.
We ran out of gummy bears.
Yeah, yes, we've been eating gummy bears.
A very good morning and very happy holidays to the wonderful people of YK Delta and both of you, too.
Thank
coming
you.
From CHEVAC.
Oh, our CHEVAC greeting.
CHEVAC, yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
morning.
Morning.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Good to hear from James
CHEVAC
too.
Greeting. Now we have Wilson who's called back. I think somehow your call got dropped, Wilson. Welcome.
Yeah, it was not KYUK that did it. I was trying to take it off speaker because there's a lot of background stuff.
Oh,
so,
okay.
For those of you who blame KYUK, I don't know. They're really good about not cutting you off.
Unless your 5 minutes is up. But go ahead.
Yeah, I got 4 more minutes, so you're going to have to deal with me for 4 minutes. I filled out a police report because that's what they say. You know, come over to the police department and fill out a report. Well, there's someone dying right there. Well, come over here and fill out a report. Yeah, shit. Anyway, I went over to the police department.
It's
the police department. Anytime you talk about Bessel and the police department, you know, holy cow. One-eyed vehicles driving around all day. I remember there was a time, especially when Andrew Steele was working over there. He was a cab enforcer or code enforcer. Golly, no one was driving around with one headlight. You know, and if you had no lights in the back, who cares if you have a brand new car? There's a switch that says off and on or auto. You know, some people forget to turn it on auto and they think the lights are all on.
Oh,
anyway, so
okay.
I was trying to explain to this one Oriental guy.
Asian, not Oriental. Asian.
Whatever he is, Korean, Japanese, I don't, you know, those guys.
Asian.
He got so mad, he threatened to kick my butt. He said, I'm going to find you and I'm going to kick your butt. And I'm just trying to explain to you, you need to have your lights on. In the fog, in the snow, I can't see you from behind. There's no backlights. And if that, maybe if I went this route, maybe if I had everyone who notices cabs with, or any kind of vehicle with no lights on, especially if it's cabs, you can call the cab company and say, hey, cabs, you need to turn your lights on. Most of the time they say, mind your business, you know, and hang up. And I'm just trying to
trying to make this town safe, you know?
Yes.
It's all about safety in the police department or state troopers. You know, they might be listening, those people at the state trooper office up there at that blue building. I'm talking to you guys. This is Wilson Green. Anyway, yeah.
What's your address?
You know, I'm at 186 Slough, you know, Lousetown.
Oh, stop.
One of the Lousetown boys. Anyway, no, all I'm
right.
just joking. Hey, you know, safety, state troopers, special police department, that's my main bone that needs nibbling on every day, especially on Friday.
The main bone to
you know, turn your lights on.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with encouraging the cabs to be safe and turn their lights on. And it's so sad when they get defensive and threatening. See, and the number one issue of getting your permit is nonviolent behavior. Mm-hmm. There's no assaultive behavior allowed with cab drivers. You know, mm-hmm. that's number one issue for getting your permit taken away.
Mm. Okay.
And no one enforces it. I fill out a report and told on my statement what happened and what they said. That's an assault in the fourth degree. Like if I threaten anyone, say, man, I'm going to find you and kick your butt. See, I'm threatening them. That's assault in the fourth degree. There's no going around it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if the police department's going to do anything. That was a couple of days ago I filled it out. And if nothing's done by Monday, I'm going to go back there and say, hey, here's a case number. Why is that guy still driving? He threatened me. Just because I was trying to tell him to turn his lights on.
All right, you have 60 seconds.
Anyway, I'm going to encourage, forget calling the cabs. I'm going to encourage everyone who sees cabs with one headlight or no lights on when they're driving in the morning or night, call that cab company and give them the cab number and say, turn your lights on. That's my encouragement and advice for everyone out there. Maybe they might start turning their lights on. And maybe, which is a big maybe, police department will start doing something about the cabs. Pull them over, tell them to turn the lights on. One warning, one ticket, you know?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, and I'm really in a good mood right now. I'm going to go have a late breakfast, and thank you for this opportunity.
Okay,
Bilga.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Some of them Asian cab drivers. They're very helpful, kind, and friendly to me anyway. I do that to them first. Kind, friendly,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they do it back to me.
Yeah.
We're somehow related, I guess. Do we have a caller? Do we have a caller?
Yeah, we do. John. We have John.
Hi.
And, John, you're late to the party.
I was trying to call early this morning. I was on time. The guy that was working the board don't know how to... I was trying to call. It took me about 10-15 calls to finally reach him. I had to ask him, does he know how to use the board? Answering board, you know? That's how come it took so long.
Sorry about that.
It took me forever to learn how to run the board myself.
I think our lines were full, though. We had people all lined up right at 9 o'clock.
One of the firefighters, Casey, he beat me. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a really good day. And please, when you're on that river, stay on the designated trail there.
Or stay off the river, period.
It should be that way, mm-hmm. but they have a designated trail, and you still got to be cautious. And I suggest you don't ride at nighttime because it's so hard to see.
Mm.
And it's really dangerous out there yet, you know.
Unaccounted for open spots right now.
It's dangerous, so you got to always be wary. It's good to travel with companions because that way you can always keep an eye on each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be on the safe side. Don't go by yourself because it's just so deceiving out there. Something can happen to you.
Mm.
And please, everyone, like I was saying, like we were talking about the cabs this morning, I enjoy riding the cabs too. I have to ride cab every so often. I like you on a cab. They're real friendly people and they're helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on who you associate with, who you like riding with,
mm-hmm.
you know. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I want to wish everyone, I finally got through, thank you.
All right. Glad you made it.
Thank you for calling.
Be safe and don't drink and drive. And when you're going to drive on that river, drive with somebody and be really cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we have Howard. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
What's
hey, John, I'm glad you're back too. Diane, I never met you, but I enjoy listening to you guys in the morning.
Good.
Thank you. Anyway, I got something to say to Mr. Morgan Antioch. You know, he wants to shut down the liquor stores. That's a source for our town to try to get by and, you know, have our services, you know. You can't pay taxes on taxes to make this community work. Just everybody's going to be broke paying taxes, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, liquor money is one of the biggest things in every community in our nation. And they depend on this stuff to work for us, you know? Unless he, you know, if he works in a church, maybe he could get a lot of offerings to give it to the city and say, here, you know, let's make this water, sewer, and garbage work. I'm very kind of against the way he says this, but in a way, people have to learn to handle their own, addiction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do it? You do it yourself, and you know, or else you space out your drinking or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then save it for the weekend or something. Not all every day, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, I'm sure he's a good person. I've never met him, but I'm glad you guys are online and would like to say something about the river.
Sure.
Okay.
I was walking on it yesterday, and it felt kind of spongy, you know.
Okay.
And then on the sides of the river, as I was walking, there's no snow machines or four wheels passing me. I could hear it on the sides. Every step I took, there was kind of a wave on the sides. But yeah, you can hear it, you know. I turn around and I'm going back home. I'm into a trucking.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Right. Right.
So be careful out there. It's very dangerous yet. If you're going to go with somebody, make sure you space your vehicles between each other and so you can help each other, you know, if something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, and thank you.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Howard. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, good advice. Always try to travel with somebody. So if you do get into trouble, then they can help you out right away.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well, I got a nice little announcement here. Elders are invited to attend their ABCP Regional Housing Authority annual Elders Christmas potluck here in Bethel, December 11, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the ABCP Regional Housing Authority offices. Rides will be provided for Ayaspik and Lulu Heron Elders. Yay! Us Ayaspik Elders get a ride and a meal.
Now, do they have to call someone to get that ride?
No, usually they know who they are. They know them. Yeah, they know who you are. Yeah, they ask them, you want to come to the party? And then if they say, yeah, then they pick them up.
Oh, okay.
Am I speaking into the microphone okay?
Is his mic, your mic is good now.
Good.
Yeah, you
good.
Practically have to kiss the microphone.
Right, right.
So it looks like Carolyn is going to read an anonymous email. I also have an anonymous email to read.
Okay,
so Carolyn, I'll let you go first to make sure it's not the same one I have.
Okay, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yay, good morning, folks. This is Carolyn. I want to wish everyone a wonderful holidays, Chief Eddie Hoffman Day.
That's right.
Yep.
How about that? Anyway, yeah. I want to share a quick story. Not a story, but we had an anonymous email here. It says, I work hard in the village with search. There is some very good, hard-working people out there in the outlying villages. And I disagree with Fritz, our caller, earlier. And he says, thank you. So with that being said, thank you, anonymous emailer. And real quick here, I seen a state trooper the other day, and he only had one headlight on. So we all, you know, we're all humans.
Yeah.
You know, and cab drivers, they always do such a great job with me when I need a cab. But long story short here, I just want to share. I know John Active has a lot of Eddie Hoffman stories.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But anyway, I could just hear our wonderful Chief Eddie Hoffman at Swanson's store, at the old Swanson's store.
Oh, yeah.
I could hear him, like, if I was at Hardware, he would be out all the way at the other side of the building. You could just hear his wonderful voice saying hi to everybody and laughing. And but one thing I want to share is we'd go visit Eddie and his wife, and they would just be so kind to everybody. And one thing I remember about Chief Eddie Hoffman is those wonderful golden canned salmon, and they weren't jarred.
Yeah, they weren't jarred those days.
He sure, let me tell you, I know we all miss Chief Eddie Hoffman. Is my children's great uncle, and he had such a great voice, one we sure miss. We need his voice today.
Oh, wow.
He would sure get things done, huh, John?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So that I wanted to share. Thank you for letting me speak. So
oh, you're
let me
welcome.
Let me get back to the board.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn.
You bet.
I'm going to read a email that came in. This is from Anonymous regarding dispatchers.
Is that what kind of dispatchers? Police or cab?
Police.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me read this right. There has been a petition going around for the past 2 years to get rid of certain cops. We need to add dispatchers to that list. You can sign a petition by going to 517 Owl Street here in Bethel. 517 Owl Street. Let's work together for transparency in our local government and to get rid of these crooked cops Bethel has, quote-unquote, gifted. A notice to the public. Former police officer Andrew Jess Reed is wanted ever since by Alaska State Troopers. If you see or know where he is, call the State Troopers. Signed, Anonymous. Okay.
Now, that Reed guy, is he the one that beat up a villager here in Bethel?
Yes, that's he. Well, he was the one that was on videotape in the AC parking lot.
Yeah,
I think that was him. And there was some other accusations that I won't mention because I don't know how they turned out. But I didn't know that he had, you know, was still wanted or had skipped town in some way. So it looks like I don't know how to pronounce that. Robert Hoffman is on the line.
Oh, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, you're cool.
Good morning, Mr. Hoffman.
Good morning.
Man, you are cool.
Thank you.
I just wanted, I started to hear about this, the drinking problem that the region is having, and what I'd like to, you know, that search and rescue man is, he's right, there's, the only reason that they're doing all the work is, the rest of the tribes are just, newly forming their own search and rescue tribes that, teams that they're utilizing now. I was really glad to hear about the Agula location.
Right.
As you heard the search and rescue man talk about the tribes and tribes, it's been a long time coming that I heard the tribes finally taking care of what they should be taking care of. They should be taking care of their people, their people of their tribes. I'm glad the Agula people are starting to use their tribes and their chiefs. That's what they're for. That's what they're for, to take care of their people.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Find ways of their survival. Create teams to go and get people that are in trouble elsewhere, wherever that may be. Send their own teams to go get their own people. It's a good idea. That way we don't have to degrade other villages and other people of their stature here in Bethel. That's not what we're alive for, to degrade people of their problems. Alcohol is not a sinful thing. It's a sickness. It's a very catching, early, quickly sickness to be caught, and you can't control it once you're hooked. Know how to drink. You don't know how to drink. Never know. There's no way to know how to drink. There is no safe way to drink. There is no way till you get to your village to drink. There is none of that. It doesn't work like that.
Uh-huh.
Once you start drinking, the more you drink, your mind changes to other things, like you're being brave now. Mm-hmm. That's the safest way to alcohol, is just learn how to, or train how or try how not to touch it. It's a sinful thing. It's starting to hurt our good trucks. It's starting to hurt the little children of the world. And there's other people trying to protect them because of the problem of alcohol. The Agula tribe is the best I've heard yet. I've waited a lot to hear the Agula team trying their tribal way. We're starting to work. I wish all the village would use their tribal chiefs and their tribal council to help their people. And the communication line from all the tribes to Bethel PD, where they can come and get their people, rather have them degraded by our Bethel people. They would be more safer if their people come and rescue them like they're supposed to.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Okay.
Hey, yeah.
That's all I had. Hey, how about that?
Good morning, man. I miss your... Miss your voice when you get usually get real excited and holy smoke, boy, you are fun to listen to.
Good speaker.
You're fun to listen to now.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. It's only the truth, you know. Nobody wants to fix things. That's why they don't want to. They're worried about their job. You know, to live on this earth, we need money. Mm. But to use other people for money is not the way to do it. We got to... If we take care of our own and take care of our own ways of life, it will be gratifying. It will come. It will come. I promise you it will come. But you have to do it. Take care of your own people and not let other people do it, because it's degrading. It's very harmful and painful. So I'm so glad the tribes are starting to get together now and do their work. Mm. All they need now is funding. If the tribal people had funding for that, wow, that would be something else. Wow,
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing what a tribe could do if they had funding.
Yeah.
And a good chief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Okay, thank
good.
You.
Have a great
good
day.
Good morning, Bob Gray.
Goodbye.
Brown Slough.
Okay.
One of those Brown Slough bunnies.
Brown Slough what?
Bunny.
Brown Slough.
Where Brown Slough bunnies that used to live on
Brown
East Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Some of us didn't like to be called louse hounders.
Oh.
So we call ourselves Brown Slough bunnies.
That is a nicer name.
Well,
all right, Mark.
I got to tell you a quick story about Chief Eddie Hoffman, my appa.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, in the summertime during fishing season, king salmon, Eddie's wife and some other lady would be taken across the river to their fish camp, and they'd spend all day there cutting fish when fish were plentiful. Holy, lots of fish. Anyway, one day Eddie said, "Hey, John, let's surprise the girls. Let's cook them supper before they come home." I said, "Yeah, okay, what?" He said, "Barbecue." I said, "I don't know how to barbecue." He said, "I'll show you." He went to Swanson's. Got a whole bunch of T-bone steaks. He said, "You light the barbecue, and I'll go to the store." So off he went. I lit the barbecue. When he came back, we started cooking. And I was a first-time learner. I didn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was splashing on, pouring liquid smoke on them steaks. And I said, gee whiz, they must be done by now. Oh, no, no, we got to do more. So we'd cook, and then finally we had a whole stack of T-bone steaks like pancakes. Anyway, they were all done. The ladies came home. They were picked up from across the river, and they were just happy. Oh, boy, barbecue T-bone steaks. Well, they tried them. We got, me and Upper Eddie got a tongue lashing. You guys don't know how to cook. You don't cook anymore for us. We'll do the cooking. But that was my first experience with barbecue, and that was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Was it delicious?
No.
I didn't think so. I was going to say.
They were hard, rock hard, and they didn't taste right.
And overly smoky. And
over liquid smoke.
Oh, no. No. He probably, okay, so we have a couple of callers. We'll take them now. Mark, good morning. Mark, welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, John. Yeah, you had me at the splashing on the liquid smoke.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of what order to put the few things I want to stuff in a 5 minutes. I guess the first thing is that to the community and the surrounding communities, the liquor licenses for Alaska Commercial Company and Bethel Native Corporation are up for renewal, which means that the city council has an opportunity to protest those renewals. Individuals that reside in Bethel have an opportunity to protest those renewals. And communities, you know, the villages surrounding Bethel can protest them. How much weight will be given by the ABC board to those protests remains to be seen. But if you're in a village that is seeing an increased availability of alcohol since liquor licenses got to Bethel, and you're seeing increased impacts on your community, keep track of the advertisements that say what the period for commenting is. Mm-hmm. If you're a resident of Bethel and you've seen negative impacts on the community, please come to the city council, and during people will be heard, and let us know that, and encourage the council to protest the renewals of those liquor licenses.
And villagers come in and do that too?
I'm sure. Well, there's been many occasions when we've had people from outside of Bethel, village residents, come and speak to us, and people will be heard. It's just people. It's not, you know, got to be from Bethel. Right. Anybody can talk to the city council.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage people to watch that process and, take a stand and encourage us to take a stand. On search and rescue, I didn't hear Fritz stocking any of the village search and rescue outfits. They work pretty closely together, as was evidenced in the last couple of big search efforts that we had here. Keep in mind that when these search and rescue men and women get called up, it's like being a volunteer fireman. You know, you drop whatever you're doing and you go. And, you know, they searched for that one young fellow for about 10 days, I mean, constantly. And they're out there burning up, in some cases, their own gas. If one good reason to stay off the river, whether you're impaired or not, you might be coming with your family to go shopping, you know. If something happens and search and rescue has to go out on the river, it's as big a risk to their lives and their equipment as it is to yours. So please, there's plenty of land trails. There's plenty of established trails out there, even on the river. Stay on those. When they said there's too many holes in the river to count, they weren't kidding.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, when is that meeting, the ACBNC renewal for alcohol? When is that?
No, I don't right off the top of my head.
Renewal.
The city clerk has that information.
Okay.
Her number.
You can contact Lori. I don't have that off the top of my head either, but okay. It's in the phone book.
Lori Strickland,
Yeah, Lori Strickler, yes. So, anyways, the other thing I wanted to say is two more things. I hear consistently people saying corrupt, crooked, corrupt, crooked, particularly talking about local law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
If anybody has got anything besides rumor, innuendo, or just being pissed off, if somebody can actually has tangible information about corrupt, crooked, whatever, I encourage them to go to the district attorney's office in the courthouse mm-hmm. and ask them for the number for the Department of Law Office of Public Integrity. The governor and the attorney general set that up last year, I think, to investigate and prosecute public corruption. Petitions, somebody's had a petition for the last 2 years. That's great. That's great. It's wonderful. I don't know how many signatures it has on it or whether what it says, but if somebody has got tangible information, go over to the district attorney's office. Don't call the police department. Don't call the state troopers. Go to the district attorney's office and ask them to put you in touch with the Office of Public Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And they will do that because that's what the Office of Public Integrity is for. Barring that, you can always call the FBI because they investigate public corruption. They love investigating public corruption. Not that I'm saying there is any here, but if people believe they've got some kind of evidence that there is, that is who to go to. So the final thing is Mr. Morgan made a pretty serious allegation of criminal activity by Governor Walker on Senator Williams's website yesterday. I'd certainly be interested in hearing from him exactly what he's talking about. I would encourage him to call the cops about what he said there. So
okay.
That's all I've got.
Thank you, Mark. Have to push you
yep.
on now.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we have Millie. Thank you for waiting, Millie. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, I just have one question. A fun question. Can someone out there, you know, we say, in English language, we say, please, nupik. Can someone translate that out there for us? How we say, please.
How you say, please, in nupik?
In nupik, yeah. And that's my only question. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Okay, so we'll see, I think, Gabe, do you know, the word please in Yupik. So if anyone wants to call in and tell us the word please in Yupik, John has stepped out for a minute, he'll be back. Meanwhile, we have John Carter from EEK. Welcome to Talkline, John.
Yes, good morning, this is John Carter, I'm calling from EEK, Alaska.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to say something about Eddie Hoffman. During the time I used to go to the Bethel, as most folks do, a lot of times, maybe for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, when I got to his house one day, maybe to cash a check, he was not yelling at me. He was giving me advice.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he knew in some ways that I was not from Bethel. Maybe that was the reason he was giving me advice to behave myself. I'd like to thank him for that. Just giving advice to any or yelling me is not scolding someone.
Mm-hmm.
It is just that he or she wants you to be careful on what you do. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, John. These are nice stories about Mr. Hoffman. Okay, we have Mary. Welcome to Talkline, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Today's Uncle Eddie's day, and I really, really miss Uncle Eddie because he just helped everybody, no matter where he was, no matter what time of the day, bad weather and all. And I really, really miss him. But today I want everyone to be happy thinking about Uncle Eddie. I do have some comments to make. The speaker before the man from each, he had said that someone had made a serious allegation. I do wish that people would remember that we as citizens of USA are under the Constitution, we are thankfully given freedom of speech, and you know, I can see why people will try all kinds of avenues to communicate something, and they don't get anywhere. Like Mr. Springer had said, we go to the district attorney's office. But you know, when we do that, when we go to entities or individuals that we're told to go to, we are referred to someone else, 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 until like we feel like, God, I've gone everywhere where I'm told to go. Not only within Bethel, but within the state, within the country. And sometimes it just gets to a point where, well, maybe if I try Facebook, maybe if I try tweeting, maybe I'll get somewhere. Maybe more people will come out and bring out the same problems that they've been encountering. Hmm. But other than that, you know, when it comes to elections for city council, for commissions, and for the state and federal legislatures, people should go out and vote. Because, you know, like we all watch what goes on, and it gets really easy to see who is trustable and who is not. Mm-hmm. So, other than that, Kriana Technik, I wish everyone a very, very good day and a very, very good month.
Mm-hmm.
And
aspect
a lucid talk and exciting, successful new year.
Yeah, Mary, don't forget the annual Elders Christmas potluck, December 11, 3 p.m. to 6 at the ABCP.
Yeah, thank you, Jen. I haven't forgotten it. Kriana Chepnik.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Kriana.
Okay.
Percy.
Thank you, Mary. All right.
We got a burning question from somebody here.
What is the Yukon word for please?
I've never heard it. I've never used it. Never.
So if someone knows the word for please, call and let us know.
That's P-L-E-A-S-E.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. Instead of please.
Like fuel.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see.
Or a plea agreement that the robber, the burglar makes. Okay, so we're going to go to Helen. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talk Line.
Thank you for taking my call, Diane.
You're
John,
welcome.
I remember you, John, used to translate with my sister, Liz Howard.
Right.
You guys did an awesome job. We learned a lot from you guys' leadership.
Oh.
Today I wanted to talk about my uncle, Eddie Hoffman, who helped start the Chalista Corporation with my dad and Joe Lomack and William Lomack and Alcee Sr. and all the prominent other citizens that helped make what our corporations are. Whether it's Chalista or YK or AVCP and the city governments and the IRA. I watched them incorporate from scratch, and they're the ones who told us every day, you have to love each other, you have to help each other, don't stick each other with bad words, you have to help, you gotta come together. They used to meet together and help people. Nowadays, I don't see that. You guys gotta, we gotta start grouping together and starting something if we want to have something positive done. And I wanted to thank you both because it takes a lot of guts to be on the air. People don't realize how hard it is because I've done it too, and they don't realize how hard it is to be in front of the radio or TV or anything. It takes a lot of guts to even call, and just don't bicker against each other. It's okay. If somebody, we like... Mary said this, we have constitutional rights. Guyana, Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a good day.
Okay.
Too bad you weren't here. We're having, what are these called?
Tangerine. Mandarin.
I thought it started with the S, Sumatra.
The Sumatra. I'm going to read an email here.
Okay.
And then we've got a call. So
okay.
The email is entitled Donlin Mine.
Mm-hmm.
As a local tribal member, it's sad to hear our regional corporations, Calista and the Kuskokwim Corporation, being supportive of the potential Donlin gold mine. These corporations are for-profit organizations and do great things for their shareholders, but the current board members must be blinded by all the public relations stuff to show Donlin in a good light. Why would we want to be in bed with a Canadian-based company who has negatively impacted other parts of the world? It's ludicrous what goes on behind the scenes and how giving money makes all concerns just get swept under the rug. Remember, folks, our local corporations work for us, and if you're not supportive of the potential disaster of a mine, contact your tribal and regional corporations to voice your concerns. From a concerned local citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we have another local concerned citizen.
Calling back for round two.
His generator.
Oh, are you talking about our next caller?
I think so.
Herman, are you calling? This is Herman.
Generator. Hey, first I'd like to kind of apologize by calling those people perverts. They need serious mental health. Because no man should be allowed to go in a group bath, you know. But I'm sorry, it doesn't work by calling people names, but those people need serious mental counseling. But anyhow, getting back to what that other guy called about, he was saying I made a serious accusation on Facebook, you know. You know, Facebook is a new medium nowadays, and the governor, he always used it to promote him, his office, you know, and all I was doing was repeating what was on there last year, because right now there's a guy, one of them, I don't think I mentioned his name, but one of them Democratic senators, he's accused of sexually abusing women, and the speaker, he knows about it, and he even wrote him a letter, and nothing's being done about it. If you see in the news of all the sexual assault, senators resigning, you know, a lot of them are resigning because, you know, public is saying you can't do that. And yet, one of our own guys, a native guy from somewhere up there, he's been known to be doing that to women, and the speaker just let him do it. But anyhow, last year, there was a video of our top highest elected official of Alaska in a room with a girl, and all I was doing was saying somebody should look into that, you know, because if that's going on nationally, it should be good for here too. And I'm not saying he actually did that. He should be concerned about clearing his name by saying that video is not true. And all I was saying is somebody should look up that video to see if it is true or not, because it sure looks like, you know, it didn't look right on that video, because Facebook is a way for us to get around these fake news, because KTV, they're controlled by our government. They only hear what you only hear what they want you to hear. I wasn't accused. I'm just saying somebody should look up that video. Maybe if the governor is clearing his name too, or whoever, or that Democratic senator who's assaulting women, sexually assaulting women, harassing women,
and he's getting away with it, and it should be fair to everybody. But all I was saying was, it was on Facebook last year, I think, and we look at it and say, gee, what's going on? You know, so all I'm saying is, be fair to her, be honest, you know, and I apologize for calling them guys perverts any time. Okay, thank you.
Well, bye. That is, Herman, that is racism when you talk about transgender people and perverts like that.
No, you're missing two things. You're trying to say because that person has Muslim problems, he's the same as native. No, that's not racism, sir. You're equating natives to transgender. You're dishonoring your own people there, John. Sorry to hear you say that.
Well, you're racism me. Okay. Wasley. Good morning, Wasley. Diane had her leave. She had other business. Wasley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. To answer that, someone asked me about the word place in Yupik.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the form of asking someone, we say titak. That's the very first word that he said. I think that is appropriate right there.
Kitak. Yeah, kitak or kitaki. I think that's correct.
Yeah, some English words need not to be translated literally.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, an English phrase saying, do not get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Literally in Yupik, it's saying, Alak sa unni. But the right translation in Yupik is, Iksudun taring yakuni.
Right.
So, that's all. And,
wrong,
yeah. Yeah, okay. That's all. And good morning, everybody. Bye.
Good morning, Wasley. Thank you for calling our mouthful of cookies. So, Carol is going to read the email, I think.
Okay, John, it's really great to have you back and get well. We really miss you here. We really miss you. Okay, here is an email. If the president of these United States actually stood by his campaign promise and put America first, maybe rural Alaska would have some hurricane relief of its own. We saw Trump provide millions of dollars to Puerto Rico while clearing their debts to the U.S., not to disparage a helping hand in hurricane-stricken Puerto Rico, but rural Alaska should have gotten all those funds for the third world conditions a good many folks still live with. That's all. Happy holidays. That's just an anonymous email. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, I just come back from Anchorage after my operation, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas over in Anchorage. But here, hardly see any lights anywhere.
No Christmas lights, or what are you
hardly
saying?
Hardly anybody put up their Christmas lights outside.
You know, I put my Christmas lights before Thanksgiving.
Huh.
But you're right. Folks need to get... We have 16 days till Christmas, John.
Ah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready for Christmas. I like Christmas and Halloween.
Yes, I bought my Christmas hard candy from Karina's. It's always good to see our Slavy candy.
Oh, yeah, those are, yeah.
The
I
old-fashioned
like
hard
yeah,
candy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I guess there's a Region 1 wrestling tournament started at 9 this morning at the high school.
That's news to me.
Yes, so Regional 1 wrestling high school tournament started at 9 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Saturday market. Unoku tomorrow
at
the cultural center, I believe.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I cannot believe it is 16 days till Christmas. I keep saying I'm going to bring my sewing machine out because I have so much gifts to sew. I need to get on the ball here.
My waist is 30. My inseam is 30. And my shoulders, I don't know, minus chip bones and whatever. Might be 28,
yeah.
I don't know.
You need a new Gus buck there, John.
Ha!
Right?
That's right.
So, gosh, you know, it is starting to look like a little like Christmas out there, but folks really need to be careful, like the caller said earlier. You know, I've never seen in all my life here in Bethel with the rivers and the lakes not quite frozen, so really need to be careful out there. I don't even think it's still drivable, right?
I don't think so. I mean, those open spots, they're undetectable and unaccounted for, some of them. So it's very dangerous.
Yeah, and I know Search had put on Facebook that there's numerous holes up and down the river, and I still see folks on the river and all the lakes. So good morning. We have Sophie on the line.
Sophie, good morning, Sophie.
Hello?
Sophie?
Let's see if Gabe took care of that. Good morning, Sophie.
Sophie, good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
There you are.
I would like to say make comments. First of all, thank our Creator for all the food that He gave us in this whole wide world. And I wanted to say something about my teacher, old Eddie Hoffman. I learned so much from him, watching him trying to help his people.
Right.
I have so much memory of him ever since I know who he was. I learned so much from him, all those elders like Joe Lomac and John Paul and all those that have passed on. But anyways, old Eddie Hoffman, he used to say, after he find out where I'm from, he asked me, "Where are you from? Where are you from, little woman?" "I'm from Aniak." "Oh, you Upper River Indian?"
I thought it was Upper River.
And when I find out he was born and raised in the Pyramid, I was try to talk back to him.
Yeah.
I tell him, "Oh, you half and half." But anyways, he happened to be my last patient in Bethel Hospital when he was medevaced for the last time. He talked to me and he said, you be my doctor. He told those doctors, "You fellas, go back where you come from. You don't know nothing. You just use us for guinea pigs. You learn, you move back outstate. These are the ones that should be doctors. They never move. The good health aid." And he gave me an advice for the last time. He said, "You know, I watch you when you talk, and you talk from your heart, not from your brains." But he said, "When you know people need to hear something that they have to hear, tell them off. Tell them off. Tell them the truth." I always think of him and Joe Lomax, and I still thank him for all the advice he gave me and to others. And that's how everybody should be. You know, we're losing so many of our elders in all the villages. Those that have common sense, they don't have to be a high school graduate or a college graduate. They didn't go to school and they don't use high words, but they gave us so much gift from their heart, from the wisdom that they had. And I thank you for listening to me, and I thank you all the Hoffman family for a person that teaches us a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Very well said with Chief Eddie Hoffman, Dave.
Before we go to Anonymous, we're going to go to Mike. Mike, good morning, Mike. You got double.
Hey, Gabe.
Gabe, you got double something. Gabe.
Yeah, Mike should be on the line right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you there? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, I'd like to concur that woman. She spoke the very God-spoken words. And I'd like to see the elders, you know, hear our treasure.
Excuse me, Mike, can you turn down your radio, please?
Excuse me?
Can you turn down your radio, please? We're getting...
I don't have a radio.
Board operator.
But yes, kind words for Chief Eddie Hoffman Day. We really appreciate your call. Okay, Mike, are you there? Okay. Hello.
Yeah, happy welcome back, Iluk John. I hope your health is back on track there, and we just miss you when you're gone.
Yes.
But happy Eddie Hoffman Day, and it was really good to get to know him and the other elders over the years, and especially when we had issues coming up, and I remember him and Archie Watson was always here in Bethel and at KTVA. Yeah, KVNA, and I really enjoyed listening to all of our elders, and it just really uplifted me for the last 40 years, and listening to them and translating for them, working with, you know, on YKHC medicine issues, and also a collecting voice to deal with the issues of migratory birds, moose, and everything else, fish, and et cetera. But I just...
Uh-oh.
I guess he got disconnected there, but...
Sorry there, Mike. We accidentally dropped you. If you'd try call again, we will appreciate it. Sorry about that, Mike.
In the meantime, let's hear from Casey. Casey, good morning.
Yeah, it's me again, but I just want to, in memory of Chief Eddie there, I want to give a memorable quote for, and then all any men that came up in the late 70s like I did might appreciate this. And I'm going to tone down the language a little bit, but it's get a gob-dang haircut.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
So anyway, I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, and the other one is and get married.
No, at Swanson Stores, like, are you knocked up yet?
What?
Oh, gosh, I was just so beside myself. But we really, truly love and miss Eddie Hoffman, Chief Eddie Hoffman, that's for sure.
Boy, he's got a lot of straightening out to do around here. Too bad he's gone.
Yeah, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you.
thank you for calling, Casey.
Yeah, the family's the family's having a dinner for the chief today, and I can hardly wait to go up and eat.
And Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway is looking pretty good.
Oh yeah, and out toward the airport, even if it goes up and down, that was his nature anyway, and. That highway has a good name, has a very good name.
So, looks like we have Stella on the line. Good morning, Stella.
Stella!
Hi, good morning. I know it's like in that movie, what's that, Over Thy Head, where they keep saying that skunk.
Okay, you have few minutes, Stella.
Okay, I just want to say I hear what Tuxix Bay is, what they're doing. It's really good that they're doing a walk for, everybody's over there doing a walk for awareness of suicide prevention, and that's pretty good what they're doing. And not only that, all the village should be also doing that too, you know, so no more hearing domestic violence and suicide and all that. And I was going to say this, that City of Bethel, they shouldn't have agreed with that guy that who wanted the liquor store. They shouldn't have agreed because third liquor store is way too much, and it should be something else better than another third liquor store. It's just too much, and I'm just really sad but people's losing their lives because of alcohol. And
I guess it's really important what Mark, the caller, was saying earlier, that if you want to be heard, go to that alcohol board meeting. I'm not sure what day it is, but I'm sure KYUK on the messages will let us everyone know. But it is important.
Oh, yeah,
to voice
it'll be on the news for sure.
So, we...
Yeah, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, Stella. Well, it's 11:30. And time to sign until next Friday.
Jesse?
When we have talk line. What? Let's take this one last call.
Is Jesse still on the line, Gabe?
She accidentally hung up, but I believe it's 11:31 a.m.
Okay. Let's wrap it up, John.
We gotta go.
You want to say that really quick? What's happening at for the elders?
Yeah, elders are invited to attend annual elders Christmas potluck December 11, 3 to 6 p.m. at the AVCP Regional Housing Authority offices. Rides will be provided for Ayespik and Lulu Heron elders. So you heard it here